The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Let's talk traitors. Don't worry, I promise no spoilers on the programme here this evening. But if you have been watching the UK series, and indeed all of the series so far, you'll have heard the players talk about their past experiences as detectives and barristers, or even those like Rachel admitted last night to having FBI training before she joined the traitors. So they've really upped their game this year to try and be the best player they can be. But can you teach those skills in a short period of time? And does it really help with gameplay? When on the line is Darren Stanton. He's a former police officer, behaviour and body language expert, and he is also known as TV's human lie detector. Darren, you're very, very welcome to the programme. Is this a first year where you've seen so many players who have this investigative training or training in interrogation, indeed psychological backgrounds? And if so, what does it tell us?
Yeah, good afternoon. Thanks for having me on the show. Yeah, absolutely. I think this particular year, it's the first time that they've not only just changed the format, there's lots of twists and turns, but as you've said, a lot of people on there have got these kind of secret identities that they've only disclosed at the last minute and got all these extra skills. And to go back to what you said on the introduction, that you can teach somebody within a quite a short space of time to watch for certain tells and gestures that give off, you know, what we call deception detection.
And yet, with all of her training, Amanda, who was voted out last week and who was a police detective, her instincts were way off. She didn't actually suspect one traitor from what I watched.
Yeah, and that's a good observation. I mean, essentially, what a lot of people do, including police officers, they'll say, yes, I'm a really good judge of character and I've got this good instinct. And research says that a lot of people that seem to think they're very good at spotting liars are no better than a coin toss. So it's 50-50. So with enhanced training, you can up that percentage. But generally, people that do consider themselves to be quite observant are, as I said, generally not better than 50-50. It's a bit of a guess.
I suppose a lot of people would assume that anybody with that police background would have that level of training.
Yeah, and the thing about this sort of training is that no matter how well trained somebody is, whether a politician or just, you know, a normal regular person, you know, just the fact they're in the particular profession doesn't really mean that they statistically have got more skills than the average person. So the training that I do and I've had as well after the police, it's all to do with like the shifts of emotion. So, for example, when someone's potentially going to be discovered, say, as a traitor, there's something happens in the brain psychologically called detection apprehension, which means that their internal emotion, they get very, very stressed. And under certain circumstances, what leaks out, if, for example, is people's blink rate, that will double. There'll be other physiological changes, like the face will go quite pale or the lips will go pale. So what we're really looking for is a shift in someone's what we call baseline from how they are normally when they're not stressed to when they become suddenly stressed, because generally people have got nothing to hide. They won't be, there won't be a dramatic shift in their emotions.
Oh yeah, and you do see actually if you're watching the UK Traitors this year, and I didn't see what happened last night, so please no spoilers, but I have been watching closely. Stephen, you can see Stephen, who is a traitor, every time the focus is on him, his body, his face change. He does seem, in my opinion, to give away loads of these tells. But there's our more traditional tells, I think people look for, not being able to make eye contact, looking away, playing with your hair. Is there any truth in any of those?
Yeah, absolutely. So, for example, generally, eye contact with friends or family or colleagues is about 3 to 5 seconds. So after about 5 seconds, it feels natural to look away or blink. Now, when people are trying to sell anyone a big lie, they kind of assume the old belief that liars can't look somebody in the eye, but research says that they can. And what they tend to do is they overcompensate the eye contact in an attempt to seem credible. But in doing so, that becomes what we call a red flag. Also, they will tend to make grandiose statements, like they'll say, oh, I swear to God, or I swear on my kids. And, you know, it's so disproportionate to really what they're trying to say. So sometimes people will say things like that, and also they'll give far too much detail, whereas an innocent person will probably just give you like the headlines rather than specific detail.
Oh, interesting, which is kind of what Hugo did. That's what brought Hugo into trouble and into focus in the Traitors this year, as he made this big grand statement that was totally out of character, totally unnecessary. And everybody did see, as you say, the shift in his baseline there.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the danger of people that are a barrister or a former police officer, sometimes, sometimes people's egos come into play as well, because I think because they were in that profession or are in that particular profession, that they're going to be so much more proficient than the average person, which is not true. You know, in previous years that I've worked on traitors or analysed people for the press, is, you know, some of the most quieter people have been the best players. I mean, you mentioned Stephen. I mean, although he gives a lot away, he reminds me of Alan Carr, for those people listening that watched Celebrity Traitors last year. I think Stephen is actually really good at covering up, because he does come over quite like butter wouldn't melt. You know, comes over quite innocuous and quite naive. And I think that's his strength, really, because not a lot of people have levelled him as a traitor so far.
Do you think having all these players this time round, with all of this background, either working at the bar or working as detectives, or indeed there's a psychologist on the programme, does it actually make for a better game?
I think so, because obviously a lot of people do become slightly intimidated. So, you know, when Harriet disclosed she was a former barrister, a lot of people were kind of undermined or intimidated by that, you know, because people have got a perception of somebody, you know, in a wig and a gown, and, you know, who is very, very good at wordplay. So I think they've really shook the format up this year in terms of having, for example, the secret traitor. That's a brand new concept in the format of the show.
I'm going to have to wrap it there, but I've taken some very, very good advice from you. Basically, the natural time to hold somebody's eye is 3 to 5 seconds. Any less or any more, and you're trying to hide something. Am I right? If that's my takeaway from this, have I done well?
Absolutely, yeah, definitely. I wouldn't mess with you.
Darren Standen, thanks for taking the time to speak to us. Who do you think could win, Darren, actually, before I let you go?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I think Stephen stands a very good chance.
All right, okay, we'll watch how this plays out. I'm not so sure about that one, Darren, but you are the human lie detector and I am not, so I'm going to take your word as good. Darren, thanks for taking the time to speak to us on The Hard Shoulder. It really is great entertainment and it is helping me no end get through the month of January. So if you do get a chance, catch up on the last six episodes and seven episodes, I think. There's still another five, as far as I'm aware, to go, and it is great viewing.
The Hard Shoulder with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.